Yes, Dan Edwards, introduce yourself.
I am Dan Edwards. I play guitar and big on. Now,
yes. How are you finding it?
Yeah, great, man. I mean, I know these guys for years and years. But to be honest, they were they're friends before anything. And then, just a natural progression. They needed a guitar player. They gave me literally, I think it was 3 days notice. They said, we've got a gig. Do you want to come and play it? Just see how you get on. I went, all right. I learned the set. And then that
we,
was
we gave you six songs to learn, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's actually for somebody's wake, believe it or not. And they said, asked to play somebody's uncle's wake. And we couldn't really say no to that. But we didn't really have a guitarist at the time. As Ben had just left, and we asked Dan. And in a way, it was a sort of audition for Dan, unknowingly, really, because we'd all discussed, you know, I think Dan would be the ideal person to fill the position.
It was a natural choice, really. It was just kind of, you know.
I was going to say, a wake audition, that's really rare.
It was for a biker, though, so that's...
Yeah, it was a guy that was a sort of quite a well-known local biker, and they just kind of wanted a band to play at his wake, so yeah. And that was, so here he is. This is Dan, this is the new album, and it's all good, man.
Yeah. How are you feeling about the new album? Because I was the Cure, it's got a different tone to the start. I kind of a much more kind of, I don't know, like a sort of late 60s, softer tone to it, but I was really impressed. I really like the sort of opening of the album.
It's kind of strange because people keep, you know, it's I think it's just a perception thing, really, because like the last album was recorded in Torag, which is a beautiful analog retro kind of recording studio, and people didn't really seem to pick up on that kind of warm sound on that album, but they're picking up that kind of thing on more on this album, which is kind of weird because it was all recorded digitally. So I don't know, man. I mean, we just try and make it sound as good as we can. And, you know, Andy, the guy who recorded it and mixed it, did a really great job. And then the guys who mastered it did also a fantastic job as well. So we're pleased with the way it sounds.
We do have a bit of a weird way we record, where this record was recorded in two sessions exactly a year apart, July 2011 and July 2012. But, I mean, I don't think you wouldn't necessarily know that. But oddly enough, the last album was recorded, I think, two sessions 2 years apart. So it's kind of when we've got the material, we tend to go and record. And I said very quickly, I'd say within about 2 months, I think, we must have had half the album written, certainly, within Dan joining, which I think
we also kind of try and challenge ourselves a bit by sort of saying, you know, let's get some studio time booked in, and then we have to kind of force ourselves to be ready to go into the studio by that time, you know. So it's kind of, it works because it gives us something to aim for, you know. So
yeah. And it's a nice, as I said, it's a different sound compared to the last time. So that progression is there. It's a kind of lovely feel to it. And again, you know,
thanks.
Pleased with the response it's had so far, I guess.
I'm very pleased with it. You know, we tried to do a few things differently on this one, make it a bit more harmonica, a bit more bluesy. And we got the saxophone on there as well, which was just kind of, you know, something that we just tried. Yeah, a couple of acoustic things which we've always wanted to do, and, you know, stuff like that. So it's just kind of a case of just, you know, doing what we wanted to do, really. And
We like it, so therefore.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
we love it.
I think Joe's made a good point, though. It's actually, we make records to please ourselves first and foremost, and if somebody else likes them, that's obviously a bonus.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's always a killer mistake, is when you try and think, I think people will like this song. That's always the big mistake, isn't it? If you don't like yourself.
Yeah. You can never tell what people are going to like and what they're going to be into. You know, we can say, oh, this is going to be the big hit song on the album, and then people would pick a completely different track. You know, so we never know what people like, and we never know what the song is going to sound like until we record them either. So, you know, they might come out sounding completely different to how we wanted them to sound. So.
We never really put anything on ourselves to make a song sound a certain way, or we just let the song progress naturally. And that's the thing about four guys being in one room writing songs. It is just the nature of all four, or however many there are the band, of the parts. That's it. There's no sort of one direction. It's just it just gets written and flows.
There's definitely no one direction in there.
Yeah, there's no other.
There's definitely no Harry.
how many of the new songs then will get sort of premiered tomorrow?
I think we've got a 45-minute set, and I think we're going to do probably about three or four new numbers.
Brilliant.
So yeah, man, we're going to mix it up.